I'm John Batchelor. Social Security, the American safety net. Entitlements, the American burden. I welcome Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center. Veronique has educated me for so many years that we're going to come to a moment where we cannot pay entitlements. And the first entitlement, apparently, that we're going to watch walk up to the top of the scaffold and look at the crowd is Social Security. Mm-hmm. It's from the 1930s, but here in the 21st century, we have a deadline. And I mean that word, deadline. And Veronique has done us the favor in her Creator Syndicate column to remind that whoever is campaigning for Senate this year, re-election or first-time election, it's going to be on your watch that Social Security hits that deadline. Veronique, let's talk about what it means. Social Security is funded not from a savings account that I deposited in my whole working life, but in fact from the revenues of the federal government. They just use it to distribute to seniors and others who are eligible, such as myself. I'm a senior. They make you take it at a certain age. That money runs out at such and such a date. What does it mean it runs out? What happens then? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the Social Security, the benefits of seniors or current retirees are paid for with the payroll tax or a large portion of the payroll tax that is collected on workers and their employees, but really workers that are working currently. It is also, those benefits are also paid in part since 2010 with borrowing. But the borrowing, the share of the benefits that are paid for with borrowing is authorized because there are assets in the trust funds that have been accumulated since 1983, when the last time we reformed Social Security, and where for decades, basically workers paid more payroll tax than was needed to pay benefits. So these assets accumulated in 2010, the program started redeeming to pay the entirety of the benefits. And in 2032, there will be no more assets. And by law, the program is reverting to what to a pay-as-you-go system, which is means that the program won't be able to pay more benefits than it collects in revenue.
Does an alarm go off? Does the floor of the of Congress open up and everybody falls into a pit? What happens that day?
So in theory, what happens is benefits are going to be cut by 22% across the board. But of course, we know that this is very problematic. I mean, it's politically problematic. But I mean, even I, who I'm in favor of quite major benefit cuts, and I am not in favor of any solution on the tax side for a variety of reasons. I think a 22% cut across the board is not acceptable because there are some seniors, one out of seven, who depends entirely on their benefits, on their benefits for retirement, and that is just not a responsible thing to do.
There are some cynical recommendations that we see or get here again and again. So let's go through them very carefully. The question of reducing the eligibility or in some fashion tailoring this for what people possess, not who they are. Is that possible for a remedy?
No, it's not. I mean, like most of the, unfortunately, most of the people who are talking about remedies this day, and there just aren't that many, are often talking about solutions that wouldn't do very much. Another example is those who are talking about lifting the cap on the payroll tax. Right now, the payroll tax is capped to incomes up to $180,000, I believe. And as a result, benefits are also capped in a proportionate way. And some people believe that if we actually lift the cap without lifting benefits, basically tweaking the formula so it didn't impact benefits, that would be a solution. But it's not a solution. It would, even if you take a very kind of favorable and optimistic look at this, it would only cover something like 58% of the gap. And then the other thing is, like, a lot of people like Social Security because they think it's an earned benefits, right? You have to become eligible by working a certain amount of time, by contributing to payroll tax. And if you were to lift the cap, but then not lift the benefits as a result, you would basically, that talking point that has been really effective to dissuade people from cutting benefits would all go away. It would become a welfare program as opposed to an earned benefit program.
So means test doesn't work and lifting the cap.
No, means testing actually would be the solution because what wouldn't be the solution would be to just lift. I thought you meant like taxing billionaires. No. I thought this is what you meant. Now, means testing would actually be the way to go because one of the problems, and you and I have talked about this very often about Social Security, is it is actually fundamentally the structure of Social Security is a major transfer of wealth from the relatively poor and young to relatively old and right. and wealthy because seniors as a group are wealthy. I mean, like people don't realize, but there are actually households that are getting close to $100,000 in benefits, and these are the households that have a lot of savings on the side. So I would be all in favor of capping benefits in order to basically preserve benefits for people who really truly need Social Security. And there's about 42% of workers beneficiaries that depend for more than half of their benefits for Social Security. I think this is the 42% we should preserve. And if you capped benefits, then it would mean that basically that you would effectively means test it. Even means tested the program even more than it is now.
Is that a debate in Congress now?
No, it's not. It's not there. Like no one is talking about it. And to the extent that anyone is talking about it, it's only talking about the tax side.
Well, they do know there's a deadline coming. They're not ignorant and they're being elected on the basis of what they're going to do about it. So it's big silence right now and we'll get to a crisis in 6 years, right?
Yeah, but no one is asking them the question, John. Okay. This is the thing that baffles me. It's like these guys are running and no one is asking them the question, whether it's the press or whether it's voters attending town hall. Hey, you're going to be in office when the trust funds dry out. We know that means benefit cuts by 22% in the case of Social Security and 11% in the case of Medicare. Across the board, what is your plan? What are you going to do? No one is asking that question, so they don't have to answer it.
Except Véronique de Rougy is asking this question, and it was just put to you, members of Congress, especially you ambitious young people who want to be senators. Véronique is at the Mercatus Center, part of George Mason University. The clock is running. I'm John Batchelor.